yourself. And, but now, as unfortunately we don't have time and we have only two small hours, I want to go to the point immediately. First of all, we need to acknowledge something that is extremely important. The World Committee on Food Security, that is this overarching body in the UN system, has recently approved a policy recommendation on agroecology and other innovation. Indeed, it's not a policy recommendation as maybe we would love to have, but indeed is a recognition of agroecology, making clear reference to the 10 elements of agroecology of FAO, making reference to the 13 principle that the high-level panel of experts has put on the table on his report on agroecology and other innovation. And finally, what is extremely important for the work that we are doing, recognizing TAPE as an extremely important tool to measure the performance of agriculture. So this is giving strength to our work and also give us much more strength in front of the institutions, of the national, regional, and local institutions. We are using a tool that is internationally acknowledged, that is internationally acknowledged by all the governments of the world through this policy recommendation of the World Committee on Food System. So, so this is extremely important for us in the sense of the work that we are doing. At the same time, what is important for us is that this work is not this community of practice. We are working to keep this community of practice working for a long time. And this is also the opportunity and the occasion for us to confirm that the work will not end at all at the end of this year, but we will continue in the next years. So this is extremely important that we are doing something that is not, let's say, project-based. We start and we finish. No, it's a process that we will continue to assure also for sure funding and structure for this community of practice. So this is extremely important. Third, because I want to be fast, it's very important, as you remember in our calendar, we have still two meetings to go. And the next meeting will be in September, and we will definitely collect all the experience that you are doing at field level. But those experiences are extremely important to give us the strength to come out with some strong policy recommendation. And this will be the objective of our last meeting in October. It's time that all this grassroots experience that you are running, it's time that we can collect on the base of your experience some clear indication to transform those indications in policy recommendation. Because we want that this work of the community of practice is a work like always in agroecology that has this agency capacity, this capacity to transform the society that is around us. We need to have at the end of this process by October, a clear policy recommendation that then we will use also in the next years. So it's extremely important that the work that we are doing, what we are doing at field level, can give us the opportunity to highlight and clarify what are the policy recommendations, what we need really to boost and advance the agenda of agroecology in our region. So just to keep all that in mind. And as I promised, I was short, and I'm extremely happy that we can have another step in empowering ourselves to use more and more TAPE. And today is extremely important because we need to understand more how to use TAPE to analyze what is happening around us. So this is why, and it will be a process. Indeed, we cannot think that after this meeting today, we can solve all the data analysis approach of tape, but it's important that we start. And this is also, just to finish, it's also a way really to get more from tape for our organization, but also with the idea of the policy recommendation, and we will see that in the second part of this presentation about the data analysis, how we can use tape also to give strength to the policy recommendation. So this is extremely important. So thank you very much to Carolina Starr and Dario Lucantoni from the office in Budapest for the newcomers that maybe they don't know. And Dario Lucantoni is in headquarters in Roma for their contribution. And so I will leave the word to Carolina. And thank you very much.